Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that elders and others are losing their rights to liberty and property? Anyone can petition a court to have a person deemed incapacitated. What if that person is you? The adult guardianship system was created to protect incompetent people and their assets. A court-appointed guardian, sometimes a total stranger, can force you into a nursing home and sell your home to pay for services. Treasured belongings can disappear as you are drugged and isolated from loved ones. Why does this happen? Unfortunately, the courts don't have the funding to supervise and audit cases. A guardian makes all decisions on your behalf, taking control of your assets with little accountability. The potential for abuse is frightening. Luckily, not all guardians exploit those under their care, but when they do, there's really nowhere to go for help. The National Association to Stop Guardian Abuse, NASGA, is working to reform adult guardianship to return it to its once noble purpose of protecting the human rights to life, liberty, and property and ending financial exploitation of assets. Are you or your loved ones protected? To learn more, visit stopguardianabuse.org.
Wow, good evening, everyone. That is a public service announcement from NASGA, a National Association to Stop Guardianship Abuse. We want to thank them for letting us use their commercial. They're really nice for them to do that. Anyway, good evening, everyone. Today is March 10th, 2021. You are listening to Face Us Radio, Hidden Truth Revealed channel on Blog Talk Radio, The Inside Scoop. I am Luann Fleming, and I'm with my other co-hosts tonight. Robin Austin, he should be on whenever he decides to show up. And we also have Hilary Hogue. Hilary, say hello.
He's got
to
seniority.
Everybody.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he can come on whenever he wants, as long as he comes on. Good evening, everyone, and we're real excited to have our guest, Peggy Dupree, tell us what's going on and what she's accomplishing and all that she does. And, you know, out of nowhere, we have Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida, and another politician, Jim Jordan. They can be barracudas. They're unique in themselves, but out of nowhere, never saw this one coming. They filed a letter with Jerry Nadler, who is the head guy, and they want a meeting in front of all of these politicians concerning guardianships, conservatorships. In America, and how they are not in the best interest of the people that most times are put into it. Britney Spears spearheaded it, but they've taken the ball, and we are absolutely, I mean, fantastic, blindsided in a good way. So I am really excited about that, as well as being on the radio show tonight with you two ladies and Robin.
Yeah, I know, and it's going to be a really good show tonight, and we've got a lot to talk about. Man, there's so much that's unfolded that I literally went to bed the other night with a headache because we had all this going on with the Supreme Court injustices here in Colorado as well, and then we have all this stuff going on with Britney Spears, and oh my gosh, there's just so much going on. Then Dr. Sugar has a symposium coming on as well, and as you know, I think Hillary, you're going to be speaking on there, and I think I'm going to be speaking on there with Robin, but I'm not sure yet. I think that's what's happening so far. Yeah, so I think that's going to be really interesting. Anyway, I also think we have Marcy Friedman who is with us tonight. Marcy, are you with us?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. I am so excited. I see the light shining into this.
Too.
Guardianship, there's so many cases now of financial exploitation, negligence, and abuse of seniors. They're bringing into light some of the cases that have won in the state courts, and guardianship is being very abused. A guardian should be placed with skepticism and used as a last resource, but in most cases, it's not done, and it's stripping the elderly of all
and
their
disabled.
Civil rights.
And the disabled.
Yeah, and the disabled.
So this guardianship and conservatorship. And I'm really excited that it's been a struggle. They are growing. There are many cases, but I see the light that we are growing in numbers and we are beginning to have a voice. And I'm getting a lot of positive feedback from all my posts and Facebook and my website already. Diane Diamond sent me all her links that she gave me permission to use on my website. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, you have a new website called Get Knocked, right?
Mm-hmm. Got knocked.
We all got knocked.
My mother got knocked.
Explain that, Marcy, what that exactly means to our listeners.
Okay, well, and I was inspired. Actually, my son Andrew was inspired but with the name because of the movie, I Care a Lot. And how it starts is that the woman is getting a knock. And that's where I got knocked. We all, your mother got a knock, Hillary's dad, me, all of our victims got a knock. So I just saw that we piggyback on that. And when I share the movie and then I share Diane's review on the movie. And so then I put Got Knocked. So it sort of like goes together. But I'm getting a lot of feedback. And actually, I've had a lot, 90 people look at it already. And I'm getting messages. Actually, somebody sent a message, Hillary, that I want to send to you because they're that way. They want to do a peaceful protest in front of a courthouse, and that's on the West Coast. So I have to send you that information, Hillary.
That sounds good. You know, Marcy, let me mention one thing before, and I think it's quite important that we mention it now and at the end of the show.
Yeah.
I will
give
anyone that's... thank you. Anyone that's listening, if you're not a member of SEER, APPG, NASGA, whatever, that is so good. That is so fine. But what we would like for you to do is write a short, to-the-point synopsis, a little story, a little bad story, nightmare story, about what happened to either you or your loved one in guardianship and basically what happened and what it has done and affected you. You can email it to me. My email is, and I'll say it at the end of the show, is hillag@aol.com. And I'll say it one more time, hillag@aol.com. Short, very, very short, to the point. My family got taken over in this state and that's it. Just so that I can forward those letters to this Matt Gaetz or Jim Jordan because he needs to see the amount of people that this has affected and is still affecting in this country. So thank you for letting me mention that.
Yeah,
that's
and let me mention something
idea.
On top of that, Hillary. Let me talk about something about that as well. Dr. Sam Sugar from Americans Against Abusive Probate Guardian sent me a template that has the representative Gerald Nadler on there. And we have the addresses, we have the template. So if anybody wants me to send that to them, just get a hold of me at Face Us Radio. Yes, FaceUS Radio at hotmail.com. And I'll send you this template. But as soon as we get all these letters in there to them, which I'm doing mine here maybe after the show, you can go ahead and send it to them. I have the complete template here. So if you're not knowing what to do or the addresses, I have all that information. Get a hold of me. Facebook Radio.
You can also, can I say something to that?
Yes, go ahead.
You can also do the letter. You can do the letter. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes,
do the letter as a form of a petition. And, you know, if people can, you know, go mail it and sign it, they can sign the petition and you can send the signatures attached to the letter. So, you know, I'm going to do that tomorrow and I'm going to take it all over the place and get all kinds of signatures when I send mine out.
Go ahead. So let me go ahead, before we bring Peggy Dupree on, let me go ahead and read this letter that Dr. Sam Sugar wrote, okay? And it's called Representative Gerald Nadler, 2132 Rayburn HOB, Washington, D.C., 20515, phone number 202-225-5635, and there's also a fax. And it's abusive probate a guardianship with Spears, and it says, Dear Rep. Nadler, I write to support the urgent request of Representatives Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan to hold hearings on the issues of abusive conservative guardianship in the United States. Our organization, Americans Against Abusive Probate Guardians, represents over 1,350 families across the United States who have suffered outrageous insult and injury because of the egregious process. It is vitally important to the welfare of our country that the abuse that occurs far too often in court-ordered guardianships and conservatorships be exposed, discussed, and remedied at a national level. Britney Spears is but one case in the ocean of millions of American guardianships worth countless billions of dollars all over the country, particularly in states like Florida, California, I think Michigan, Arizona, Colorado, and Texas, and your own New York. Many involving far many money, pain, and abuse to others. I add my voice to the chorus of people demanding that you immediately schedule public hearings to include not only academics and law enforcement, but more importantly, the voice of those who have been victimized by the predatory system of our courts, taking away the civil rights of innocent American citizens. And then you can sign your name or whatever you want to put, and you can put your own organization in there. But I just wanted to add that in there, and if anybody wants me to send that to them, I'd be glad to share that. But I'm real excited to be talking about this and that we are making headways in that movie called I Care a Lot at Netflix. Everybody needs to watch that. That is so important. I've been flooded with phone calls coming into facelessradio@hotmail.com a lot about this movie and the Britney Spears. It's just amazing that this stuff is going on.
Right.
I was also by Channel 7 News as well, so we're talking to them.
Excellent.
Too. So good.
Excellent. Good. And the actress, the lead actress, Rosamund Pike, Lynn Saylor, another activist, was telling me that she was on Ellen today talking about guardianship as well. So it's like a dream. It's great.
Yeah. It's a lot of hard work that we've had with all these organizations and all the people that had enough. And I know some people are scared to get up there and talk about what happened to their families. It happened to me for many years. And thank God that, you know, I finally can talk about it. You know, I can successfully have got my mom out of guardianship. So it is the most painful thing I ever went through in my life was losing my mom for 3.5 years. But we got her back. We lost the property, but I got my mom back, and she is safe now. She passed away a year ago, and I dedicate almost every single one of my radio shows to all the people that are victims of this guardianship for-profit industry that we have. Anyway, we got a wonderful guest that is coming on, and let me tell you a little bit about what's going on first. Tonight our guest is Peggy Brian Dupree. She's with USA Citizens Guardianship Task Force. She says, we are going through the House Representatives process to be able to request a hearing with the Judiciary Senate Committee hearing in Washington, D.C. We have already given notice to President Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy for our attention to request a Judiciary Senate Committee hearing and national security issues. And then she also has that she has even a small donation. She has a GoFundMe page that could help Peggy Dupree reach their fundraising goal. Anything can help, okay? And if you can make a donation, it would be greatly appreciated, so keep that in mind as well if you want to donate. But we're going to go ahead and let me see where she's at on this phone here. Here we go. I think I have her to bring her up now on this computer. Okay, Peggy Dupree, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Hi, Peggy.
Good evening.
Yeah, we've got a lot of radio show hosts on with us tonight. We have Hillary Hogue, and we also have Marcy Friedman and myself, Luann Fleming. You're listening to Faceless Radio.
Good evening to everybody.
But I wanted to bring on this guest because you've got a lot to talk about tonight, and especially with all this Britney Spears stuff going on and judicial committees. What can you add to that that's going on that you can safely speak about?
Okay, this is very important what we're doing tonight. We're doing a fundraiser, and what we're doing is art is completely different from Britney Spears. She's going to Congress. She's invoking to go to talk to Congress about what happened to her. What I'm doing is totally different. I want to make that clear. I am going to the Judicial Senate Committee hearing to impeach public officials for harming people under guardianships. Okay, I'm going after the perpetrators that harm the people. So I'm going after the top officials. So this takes a lot to do. That's why we need everyone's support, because these attorneys are very expensive to litigate this. Okay, we're fighting for everybody in the United States, and we're trying to abolish the guardianship. And with this hearing, we're going to show evidence of the killings, of these wards being killed, human sex trafficking, human labor trafficking, harvesting mm-hmm. their organs when these are healthy people, killing them, selling the organs on black market. This has to be abolished. Now, I would like to also talk about the Colorado Senate Bill 21-075, because I spoke to one of the senators, and they all are on board passing this supporting decision-making, and I'm against it, I told them. So I will be filing a referendum petition to stop that from happening, because what they're doing is they're trying to phase out the guardianship and go to this supporting decision-making agreement, but then it's a loophole. Then you're starting to get DCF involved. You're starting to get your rights more taken away, and then if they do something wrong, when that disabled person signs that agreement, they can't sue. Everything's closed. So they're trying to figure loopholes. What happened in the guardianship, they're trying to correct it with these decision-making. So I got a lot to talk about the Colorado that I'm against, and I will be talking to your senator, Luann, about that. So we're going to this hearing with our attorneys, and we're fighting, and we're going to present evidence of all this heinous crimes that these public officials are committing all across the United States. So it's very important to donate, because this affects all of us, what's happening.
Right.
And I'm not at liberty to really go into detail, because I've already gave my notice. I've already spoke to a senator, and we're in the process of impeachments. We're going to be having high-profile politicians that we're going to be taking down. And I'm not at liberty, they said, to discuss who it is. And the things I gave you, Luann, you're not at liberty to share with anyone, because that was only to show the credibility that we're not trying to run a scam. This is real, and this is happening.
Right. No, every time something to me, I always have it in confidential unless they give me the permission to go ahead and use it. And I understand how important it is to do that, because some of these, you know, you've got to be careful, especially with some of these attorneys. And I'm not saying that all attorneys are bad, but you get some hold of some attorneys that don't have your best interest, you could be in trouble. And, you know, we always like the good attorneys that come out and help our families and that want to get rid of the abolishment of this whole unnecessary, unwarranted, fraudulent guardianship. So, and I don't believe not one person in this world should be put into a guardianship unless it's absolutely the last resort of the whole world and the estate is not embezzled through the attorneys. I like to find some other way that these attorneys do not embezzle out of the estate, because they robbed my family. I'm sorry to say that, but my family, everything was gone. You know, we got a little bit of settlement, hush money, we call it, but I just believe that it could have been handled a lot better. And there's no reason for anybody to go in and sell all like that. I'm just saying, because of what I suffered, I know how many other families are going through this pain right now. But anyway,
it's irreparable suffering. It's unrepairable. Yeah. What they have done to all of us is systematic syndrome. They call it a systematic syndrome. Because every time I personally... and we all personally, Hillary was there with me, my witness, what they put me through was like putting me through a roller coaster, these people. And that is horrible what they do.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. You think that this, you think this Britney Spears is going to save the day. But let me tell you, these politicians are brilliant, and they know how to manipulate the system in which they're doing. Now, in Colorado, we got a lot to discuss, Luann. The Senator Gardner, with this support plan, they're tricky. They're manipulating the guardianships, acting like they're going to dissolve it, protect the people. But now they're going to make it worse for the victims because they're going to steal your records. You can't get evidence. Now, if someone is killed in this support decision-making in Colorado, you can't sue. Even if plan to harm that ward, you can't do nothing about this. Now, what senator in the right mind would write a legislation bill like this?
Yeah, and you know what? Senator Gardner, we've had a lot of run-ins with different senators around here, and it just seems that they all turn a blind eye. I mean, we were up there with our families, with wards that were up there that were saying, look, they've taken my money, they've done this, they stole my parents, they did this, and they just voted down everything we ever went to. We had the Catherine Falk bill come out. I agree with you, Peggy. I will work with you with that, with Senator Gardner. I will help you with that myself. And by the way, they're also right now, which I missed a meeting today, at the Capitol, they are bringing in retired judges that cannot be, no accountability with them whatsoever. If they decide to let go of your case or give it to a public administrator or lock up your relative, they can do that. But these retired judges have no accountability whatsoever. You can't touch them. You can't do anything about it. And we had some, a good friend of mine had one of these judges, and I tell you what, he was one of the worst judges I ever had in my life. I mean, there's no way I would put this guy in charge of, you know, taking care of my dog. And I hate to say that, but we have some judges out here that are not credible. And I'm just going to say that plain out here in Colorado. But I have met a really good traffic judge the other day that my friend went to, and that guy was amazing. He was an amazing judge. I was like, wow, we have a good one here in Colorado to know of, you know.
But Luann,
go ahead, Peggy. You know,
after we discuss this bill that Senator Gardner in Colorado is going to try to manipulate the system and manipulate the citizens of Colorado, you're going to want to support me because I'm not going up there as a singer, country singer, talking about what they stole my money. We're talking about people being killed and murdered.
Right.
So I'm going
right.
for indictments. I want people to understand I'm going after these people that killed these people. That's why we need support. Now, Britney Spears, she's going up there. She's talking about her daddy. Her thing is going to be completely different. They're going to write movies about it. Mine is real, what I'm talking about. Serious issues that we need to address. So I don't want people to associate me with Britney Spears issues and going into the Congress because I'm going there to go after these people that killed these people and human sex trafficked them. So we need support. You got our GoFundMe website up. Please give people the link. And once you start seeing what your senator's doing, you'll understand how important it is to support us because we're trying to get everybody in every state to support us so we can go after these people. We have enough evidence to bring them down, but we need people's support to get us there. Now, Senator Gardner, he is going to get this passed. He's a manipulator. He is going to play it off and act like they're going to abolish these guardianships. But they're going to do it. What they're going to do is they're going to take the guardianship funds and transfer it into the support decision-making agreements, okay? Then they're going to bring on DCF. Now, DCF is a corrupt, organized ring.
Yeah.
They harm children. They human sex traffic them out. We all know that through Nancy Schaefer's issue. Okay, he is going to make it mandatory that you have to petition the courts. Now, why everybody wants to get away from guardianships because they want more freedom away from the courts, right? But with this decision-making, you're still having to follow the courts. You still have to play with the same players in the guardianship. They're just flipping it. They're manipulating the people and acting like, because this Care a Lot came out, millions of people are coming unglued about it, so they're trying to calm people down and manipulate the system. Okay, we're going to get rid of the guardianship when we're going to do this decision-making. And then they're going to make it harder for you because if somebody gets killed, like I said, you cannot sue the state. It clearly states in the agreement you can't sue in Colorado. very dangerous.
And you know that, but you can't even get your records because they have a Colorado Open Record Act. But I tell you what, there's a lot going on out here in Colorado with about the accountability. Every weekend we've got articles in the paper about the transparency and the judges and the Judicial Integrity Project. It's been opening up really big out here. So we're hoping to jump in and start making some stuff going on as well. So it's a good time to act now, Peggy. It's a good time to act
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So with this bill, Senate Bill 21-075 Colorado, with the support community.
Go ahead and say that again. Say that one more time.
Okay. It's Senate Bill 21-075 that I'm fighting also. And it's an agreement between the disabled person and the support member. Same players, mm-hmm. doctors, attorneys, judges, okay? And if they're killed or say they're human sex trafficking or their organs are harvested, you're not allowed to get that evidence. It is sealed.
Mm-hmm.
You're dead in the water, folks. So
mm-hmm.
that's why we got to bring this one down. Not only the guardianship are we got to bring down, now we got to bring down the supported decision-making agreement. They just started in Washington, D.C. All the senators last week started going, oh, we got to do something. There's too many people complaining about it. Let's manipulate them and let's do this. It's hogwash, folks. Don't buy
mm-hmm.
into it.
And
then they go into the bill will be fewer civil files with the guardianship and what they're going to do in Colorado and transfer that government funds to the judicial department. Now, remember, they're going to delete the guardianships, right? The people already
mm-hmm.
in it are stuck in it, but they're going to try to get that done, and they're going to transfer the funds into the judicial department. Same players, same problem, folks. Alternative and civil. Now, if the person
mm-hmm.
is in civil case or criminal case, you can't do nothing. Those records are still in Colorado. Very scary over there where we live
at. Colorado's bad. We don't have no Colorado Opens Record Act here. Judicial people for so long, and the judicial performance commissioners, and oh my gosh, it's been just a roadshow out here, you know. And now they have a big Supreme Court justices out there that are doing sex scandals out there on our own Supreme Court. How do you like that?
Yes.
They're doing cover up everything out there. That shows you what problems we're having out here in Colorado, and it's big.
It's the system.
Big. Yeah,
the system is broken. It can't be fixed, and people, if they think it can be fixed, they're in denial.
Exactly. So my question to you guys is, now you mentioned something really important here, Peggy. You were talking about that organs of these people could possibly be sold on the black market. You know, I've never really thought about that. But I know that a lot of these parents, they'll say that their parents were right away. And I'm like, look at all the that April Parks or I'm all cremated, and the families didn't even know about it. Maybe.
Well, let me tell you how they're
maybe
getting
they're hiding.
It, okay.
Going on, and maybe they're doing that. You know, but I didn't think about that until you said it.
Yeah. Well, how they're using the Department of Children and Family. Okay. Say they claim that you're abusive, right? To your
mm-hmm.
your grandparents or your parents or your children or your adult children. What they'll do is they'll protect a protective order on you, right? They seal
mm-hmm.
that. Immediately, that person is removed. You don't know where they're – don't get a hearing. In probate and guardianship, you do not get due process or a jury trial, so you don't know what happened to this person. So this person could be taken, have surgery, end up dead. You don't know. Now, with a new bill in Florida, the Senator Kathleen Passon endorsed the 949, what happens is – straight after they kill the person, they cremate them so you don't have any evidence to support what these physicians are doing. They are fixing this system up so they don't have no liability of what they're doing to people. It's like Hitler did to his people. It's scary. People better wake up. We need to abolish this. People need to join in with our group, and we need to fight this until the end, until we dissolve this. No guardianship. No support decision making. We don't want either one, because what's going to happen is now they're telling DCF is going to get involved in all the cases. So if you decide to select that, DCF will decide if they feel you're fit to remove the person or not. You're never getting out of it until death. it's a tricky situation they're doing. So what they'll do is they'll take that person and support decision making, make up false allocations on the person. You don't have jury trial now. Remember this. And then they'll put them in protective custody. You don't know what happened to the person. They end up dead. They don't, in the state of Florida, they do not have to give you notice. When the person dies, they do not have to give you notice of where they put the remains at. It's very scary what's mm-hmm. happening. And I cannot believe these senators are allowing this to happen.
Even if you're the next of kin, they don't have to tell you?
No, ma'am, they do not have to tell you. The law passed last year, I think it was, read up on Bill 949, the Florida Guardianship Senate Bill, and it was Kathleen Pastona is the one that wrote the bill, okay? Very dangerous. This woman needs to be removed from office. That's not protecting people, folks. That's one of the reasons why we need this support for attorney fees, because this hearing is probably going to be 4 to 5 days long, and it's going to be in the news. It's going to be on the TV, where the state prosecutor is going to try to argue to dismiss all of our claims, of course, because she's defending the states that we're going against. So that's why it's important that people understand the cause and how serious it is to fight these people.
Yeah, it's a serious situation, that's for sure. I know some of the people we can talk to here in Colorado also about that bill, too. Maureen Welch, she is really works a lot with the senators, and she works a lot with legislative and all that. We can also talk to her about what's going on with these bills, too, as well. Like I said, I was supposed to be at this one bill today. I got to see if it moved on or what about the retired judges, but man, it's been really difficult in legislation here. It's been one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, but we're not giving up. You know what I mean? We just got to keep going at it.
No, we have to show them that we're not incompetent and we know what they're doing, because I spoke to one of the senator's assistants yesterday, and she said, look, Mrs. Dupree, if you think that the senators in Washington, D.C. is going to give up trillions of dollars, you must be joking yourself, because I told them I'm going to fight this tooth and nail. This is going to be abolished. This is like Hitler killing people and making it legal. And I said, it's wrong, and I'm not going to stand for it. And she says, well, what do you support, the support decision-making? I said, absolutely no, I don't, because they have loopholes in it. Now you're getting DCF involved in the families. Now you're getting laws where people, the appointed support member can cremate the body without notifying the family. There's too many loopholes, and it's too dangerous for families to even want to enter into that agreement. No, I don't endorse it, and I tell everybody not to do it. They just now put that bill up in Colorado. I'm going to fight it, just like I'm going to fight Georgia and all the other states, and that's why I need victims in each state to go with me to Washington, D.C. when we have this hearing to say how I want the people that families were killed. We have family members that were human sex trafficking out. We have so many different families that are victims of these and being forced into guardianships. Now, these families did not ask to be put in these guardianships. They were tricked and manipulated by attorneys.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, I also want to put this out there, though. I'm also in the process of writing a book, and I've got more than halfway done. And I've decided to take a few sentences from as many people that want to write into me and give me permission to use their sentence about what they experienced in the probate courts or family court or whatever they want to talk about with the broken judicial system we have. So if anybody wants to do that, just send me two or three sentences, what you've experienced, the best ways you can describe it, put your name and your what state you're in, and then go ahead and send that to me at faceusradio@hotmail.com and give me the okay to use that. I'm going to be putting those in my book real soon. And I think that will give a lot of people an idea from different states what's going on. So they'll, you know, if they see something going on in their state, they'll say, oh, my God, that happened right down the road for me, you know. I think this would help a lot. So if you want to do that, faceusradio@hotmail.com, F-A-C-E-U-S, radio@hotmail.com. Anyway, and I'm sure this weekend when we get 3-4 feet of snow, I'll be working on my homework and my paperwork here. So anyway, Gosh, I think what you're doing, though, Peggy, you know, when we get back to this discussion, I think what you're doing is just wonderful. And I know that you had, you know, incidences yourself with your son, you know, with family and all kinds of stuff that happened to you. But this is what motivates that, votes. I can't even talk anymore, you guys, to get moving and going forward. And that's the strength that we all have in common, that we get together and put our heads together. Another important thing we want to talk about tonight is April 11th and 12th, Dr. Sam Sugar, he is having a symposium. And I'll get back to you in a minute, Peggy, in just a second. I want to make sure that everybody knows about that. It's going to be really good. There's like 40-some speakers or something like that from across the nation that are going to be speaking, and that's April 11th and 12th. So make sure you go up to his website. I think you can buy tickets or whatever it is. To see mm-hmm. that, I think it's going to be really worth interesting to listen to, and you'll be
and
able
you
to
can,
meet a
and,
lot.
And it's,
right,
and it's on. It's online, you know, so you don't have to travel. You don't have to get a hotel room. You can, you know, you can attend in your pajamas. And I have to really, I've seen the amended lineup, and there are going to be a lot of great speakers. A lot
right.
of great speakers.
Yeah.
And it's a two-day event,
list?
Which is the first.
Right. That's it. And guess what? I'm going to be speaking on guess what day? My mother's birthday. Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Her birthday April 12th. And
wow.
I just, Dr. Sam will come on and speak as long as I get April 12th. That's my mom's birthday, and he put me on there. So, gosh, I tell you, I don't even know if I'll be able to speak. I'll be out of so many tears already as it is, you know. But she would have been like something like 95 or something like that coming on this year. But I think it's going to be an honor and a privilege to be speaking on that. I really do. And there's some, I'm going to be having Dr. Sugar come on, by the way. I've asked him to come on probably a week or so before the symposium. So I want everybody to tune in. He's going to give us a list of everybody that's going to be coming on there. I mean, I got to talk to him about all this, but I'm going to have him run down about all the guests that are going to be coming on. And it's going to be a good thing to happen. So keep in touch with us on that radio show. That's coming up probably in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, we like I said, we got to keep going forward with this. We cannot give up. I mean, do you remember Marcy and Hillary, how bleak it was looking, you know, like, you know, and you too, Peggy, how bleak everything was looking like about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and all this stuff started happening. We're like, what do we do? How, you know, and look how far this has come, you know.
But you know something?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I mean, yes. And, of course, I am so excited this all came, you know, from out of the blue. And the four of us on the phone, I mean, we know what it's like to be a victim. We will always be victims. And we, I mean, we speak to victims every day. Today was two new victims, one from Volusia County and the other, a gentleman who's been in guardianship for 14 years from Orange County. This is what we do every day, and we do not get paid. We don't want to get paid. We just want justice. And it's good. A lot of good things are happening, but yesterday, we've come far, but we still have a lot further to go. Yesterday, an attorney, and we know who she is, and I don't need to say anything more than she. She was sanctioned
right.
$18,000 for standing up for a young gentleman who's fighting to get back with his mother who has cerebral palsy. Can you imagine that she was sanctioned a penny for standing up for a young man who's begging to go home with his mother, who's done nothing wrong. She went to become his guardian because that's what she was told in the community of disabled parents. When your child is of age, you've got to do it. She says, okay, he's 28. I've got to do it. She went in to do it, and they did the switcheroonie, and now she is dealing with the devil. Lucky enough to get this attorney, Leslie Federicos. I will say her name because I adore her. And these evil attorneys are just there's so much backlash because they're scared.
Yeah.
They are really
scared. And that's
now,
the same thing with Dr. The same thing with Phil Rock. He's got like so many attorneys coming after him for no reason, and he's a really a nice man. He's a great attorney, and he's got the Charlie Thrash case. He's got, you know, Shelley Thompson, and these people will not let these people go. What is so wrong with letting people live their life? Why do these people have to be held captive? They're being held captive.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't care what anybody says, but this is human trafficking. This is being held captive, being a prisoner. I don't know what else. You could, and I say that movie, I Cure a Lot, hit it right on the nail, about it. And that gave me the goosebumps.
You know,
I'm telling you right now, we need about 100 more of those movies to come out. We do.
You know, lady, the thing is we only have, we don't even need two hands to count the attorneys in America who will try and defend what's right for innocent families and innocent victims. Not even 5 attorneys do I know of in America who are doing God's work and doing the right thing. They're not charging people. They're doing it for $10 a month. And these attorneys are so evil. And again, I've seen karma come back in my lifetime. And you reap what you sow, or whatever the saying is. And we can only hope with these two gentlemen that are spearheading this movement in Washington that we will get some sort of recourse and things can start to change.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, you know, and Marcy, she's been going through a lot too with her mom. And how dare
how dare they hold our
loved ones like this? It just makes me so angry, you know.
They're even messing with, I sent her a birthday card,
mm-hmm.
and it had a return receipt. Now, they're only 2.5 hours away. I send it in plenty of times. They purposely did not go to the post office and get it. Like 10 days later,
mm-hmm.
and in the postcard, it said when I would call her. So whoever read it, but they don't do that because they're owning my mother.
Yes.
But these people forget that God's wrath. Oh, you don't mess with God. He may let a situation go for a while, but he has the last say so. And to do that to my mother, okay, her next of kin, her child.
Her daughter.
Isolate her that way when she has been to all 3 judges and told them? No. I don't wish harm on anyone. I don't want to carry that karma inside of me. But God is going, everybody's time, everything you do in this life, you pay for in this life.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing to my mother and elderly and to do what they're doing to all the other victims, because I don't carry this inside of me just for me. I'm my force comes to help everybody. And let me tell you, that is so wrong.
It's so wrong.
Wrong. And for their attorneys that she's getting paid out of my mother's funds and to continue to do that, well, you know, she has a child,
mm-hmm.
and she has a mother.
Right.
And I don't even wish her all the pain that she has caused.
And you know what?
Me.
The thing is about this is that I know how it is to have a bond with a mother, you know, and a dad and a bond, you know, with like mom. And I tell you what, even though I didn't see mom for 3.5 years, and the first day that I actually got to see her, that love was as strong as the day that she left. It never, never let up, not for 1 second. You know, that's how powerful it is.
Because the Alzheimer's affects the mind, but that it does not affect the love that they feel in their heart. So she sees you through the eyes of her heart.
Yep.
They feel the love. You just can't make sense because Alzheimer's is a disease of the mind and it affects the mind, and that's when they come in and take advantage of them.
Exactly.
But they love.
Yeah, exactly.
They love it in real.
Yeah, and love is real. So I have some questions coming in for Peggy. One of our listeners wants to know if you have a mother or a child in guardianship, and have you been able to see them, or what's your story? They want to know if you can talk
about
it.
I have a child, and no, I haven't seen him in several years. I don't know where he's at.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was taken to North Carolina and put in a Florida guardianship, and his whereabouts is unknown.
So you have no idea where he's... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they oh, my God, they're just...
That is so criminal. That is so criminal.
Yeah, that is so criminal. And he said that they were taken to North Carolina, or what happened? How did he get into guardianship?
We're residents of North Carolina. We're visiting my husband. He works out. He works in Florida, and then he got taken into a fraudulent guardianship, and I can't talk about it because it's being under investigation through the Senate Committee Judicial, and his whereabouts. I have no clue where he's at. I don't know if he's alive or dead.
Oh my gosh, that is so sad. And he's disabled, right? He's just disabled.
No, he's not disabled. He has medical condition. He's not mentally disabled.
Oh, he's medical condition. Okay, that's what they wanted to know. Yeah, and that's what I wanted our listeners to know, that your child could just have a medical condition. Your child could just be, you know, disabled. You could have your mother with dementia. Some parents don't even have dementia and they're being put into guardianship, you know?
Well,
so you got to be careful.
And they only appoint the guardians of the property and not the guardian of the person, and then they isolate them. Because of what they do is that even going to, when you apply for guardianship, and a court-appointed attorney is not supposed to prepare a power of attorney, and that's what they're doing, okay? And
well,
I will not mention names because I'm afraid of retaliation.
First of all, I didn't apply for guardianship. It was forced upon me because my kids should never, nobody should be owned by their state. All these guardianships it's owned by the state. So I did not petition for guardianship. It was forced. There's a difference.
Wow. Horrible.
And you know something? What I found, and we all knew this, it's not like it's something, you know, earth-shattering, but for this guardian, I can't even remember her name or what, I think it was Polk County, but on her application to be someone else's guardian, you know, one of the, and she lists, and she says, I am owner of Kate.
You're breaking up. Hello?
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Hello?
Can you go ahead and say that again?
You're breaking up, Hillary.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Okay.
Is
so we
bad?
Are going to... Okay, so I'm not sure what's going on, but I am actually going to be ticketing callers. So if any of our listeners want to call in and talk to us, or they have a question or a comment for Peggy, or if they want to comment on the movie I Care a Lot, or whatever you want to talk about, go ahead and call to our radio show. And that number is 845-241-9962. You press a 1. 845-241-9962. 941-9962. You press a 1. Everybody
got
that?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm so sorry. It's me. It's not
no,
you. I was saying that it's nothing earth-shattering. We all know this. You know, it's self-evident, but in Polk County, a guardian on her application to become a guardian of another person, one of the questions is list, you know, your guardianships. And she puts owner of the following cases, like she owns these people, which in essence
she does. She
but
does.
It's just
of
so
course.
Sick to see it.
It is. Well, it's human.
Did you not read the bill, Hillary? Did you not read the bill, the Florida Senate Bill 949? Once that person, that guardian, appoints to the courts, they own the person, assets, everything. They don't have to report to anyone.
I know, but just seeing it in writing, it's just, it's the truth, but it's just disgusting.
That's got to be abolished. That's what we're fighting in the Judicial Senate Committee, trying to bring this up, because this is slavery, but just in a different form.
Yeah, I agree there.
Tell you what, I agree there.
So if anybody has any questions about what we're doing or process, please let us know.
Isn't there a body of the government that oversees people below? I mean,
no.
They can't allow abuse like this.
This is the problem, Marcy, we're having. There's no accountability. I have spoken to thousands of victims and guardianships all over the United States. They have the same problem. I went to the judicial qualification, or I went to my senator and explained, or I went to my DA and filed charges about my assets being stolen, and to be told to shut up. Go home. Don't ever come back. There's nobody. It's a window front. They're pretending that we have these agencies that's functioning. They don't. There's nobody out there helping. They're manipulating the system to generate money. That's the bottom line. People need to wake up. That's why we must abolish these guardianships and all work together. And these doctors and these other advocates, you know, I'm not against the advocates groups, don't get me wrong, but when you go up there and say, well, we could change this or we could change that, the problem I have, Luann, with that is, okay, we have a guardianship, Florida, Chapter 744. Okay, if these judges and attorneys and doctors are not following that, what makes them follow the other stuff that they're recommending to Congress? It's not going to work,
folks.
It has to be abolished, period.
Right.
Enough talk. Let's take action. Support mine. A U.S. Guardianship Task Force, let's end this and be done with it, period. Nobody needs to own us. We're all competent people. We know how to take care of our families. But they're acting like, if you read the legislation, we need this and we need that. No, we don't. We know how to take care of ourselves. We don't need our government telling us what to do. Do you? I don't.
I agree completely.
I'm trying to bring up that bill right now. In the Senate committee right here? That bill is SB what?
You're talking about the Colorado bill, Luann?
Yeah.
Okay. That bill is Senate Bill 21-075. It's a fraud. I would fight this. I would file a referendum and petition. And this is if you support me and go with me to Washington, D.C., and we can knock these people out of the water. Just because a senator makes recommendations, it doesn't mean it's good for us, does it? No. We need to start standing up and say, wait a second, this will not be good for us. You know, it's taking our rights away from us, and then you're giving the state more power and less liabilities if they harm our families. Why would we agree to this? We, you know, DCF is going to close the records now for your state, Luann. You're not going to get the records. If they kill your loved ones, so what? You can't sue them. What right?
Oh my
what personal
God.
Right mind is not going to petition this? I don't understand why people are not understanding. This is serious.
I just don't. It's not that they're not understanding. I think they lack the knowledge. They just need to be educated in groups. What we need to do before you do this is start doing Zoom meetings where we can all invite 10 or 20 people, and you can come in and you can speak about that and do an education.
Okay, I would love to do this, but you're not understanding what I'm doing. I'm not doing like Britney Spears. I'm going after people and doing indictments. Okay, listen.
I understand all that. I'm just trying to find a way, a solution to see how we can get it out there to get people to understand what you're doing in a group.
The solution is for Luann to work with me. She understands what I'm doing, and she needs to educate the Colorado people. That's what we need to do. I need to get a hold of each state and somebody that wants to work with me and us go to this meeting. Now, my meeting is going to take place in a few weeks. I don't have months to educate people. It's going to be up to the talk host. It's going to be up to Luann to educate these people what I'm doing, to get on board, to go with us, to knock this out of the water. If we just keep standing, allowing these politicians to manipulate and put language in to manipulate the language. And you're right, Marcy, most people don't understand the legal language, and they look at it and it looks good, but it's not good. If you go to law school or you're studying law, you know what they're doing. They're manipulating it to make it for them to waive their liability. I cannot believe this senator did this. We need to remove him from Colorado. He's not for the people in Colorado. He has to go.
I've known that for a long time. I've been up against him for a long time, and he never does anything for anybody. I mean, he's actually passed a lot for the judiciary that's put us in this hole even worse, to tell you the truth.
Exactly, and that's what they're doing. That's what Senator Kathleen did, because what was happening in the state of Florida, so many people were being killed and trying to meet with Governor Ron DeSantis, and he was blowing us off. He would not meet with any of the organizations, because you know why he did that? Because it wouldn't be on court of record. Each time you meet with a governor, they have to document who's coming in for security reasons. He had to make sure he played it off like he didn't know nothing about this, so it didn't go back to him. But he does know this is happening. People are being killed. So you know what he does? You know, he allows one of his senators to do, write a bill condoning the killings to cover it up. This Florida Senate Bill 949, that's exactly what it does. It gives these guardians just the power to cremate the body. The families don't know what happened to their loved ones, and you can't do autopsies. These people are committing treason against their own people. We have to end this. This is like the Holocaust.
You know, that's not the first time that I've heard that.
Yes.
Let me ask you something. Let's say the senator doesn't want to meet with people to hear exactly what's going on. How about if you send them a letter through the U.S., through the U.S. Postal Service?
It doesn't work like that. How you have to do it, Marcy, it's just like if you file any lawsuit, you have to serve them notice, okay? You have to go through such a process, and if you don't know the legal system, can't do it. Most people don't know how to do it, and that's why they're getting by with this stuff. And the reason they don't like me is because I comprehend and know with God's grace to understand this. They don't like me, but I'm not backing down from these people, because what they've done, it's just like the Holocaust and these people killing these people. They talk about they killed all these I can't even think of the I'm frustrated right now, excuse me. They're just killing people and making laws to justify it. So they're not liable. It has to end. I get
worked
up about this, folks.
Yep.
So what I'm doing is, I did a notice. You have to do a notice, Marcy, to the president and Nancy, the House Speaker. And then your next phase is, if you got evidence to impeach a politician, then you have to provide the evidence in front of that politician, which we need to do that with this Colorado. He's next on the list to go. Because this is not going to work for me, this bill in Colorado. We need to impeach these people for not doing their jobs that we're paying them to do, to write laws to harm us. And then what we need to do is write laws that protects us. When they do something wrong against us, we can go after them, and we have immunity. We can sue them. Start thinking outside the box, folks, and we'll get very far if you work with me. So, I'm not playing
with people. Yeah, this bill,
is
pretty bad, Peggy. Peggy, I'm just looking at this bill now. This is not good.
Exactly. That's why I'm having this meeting with you tonight. This is why we need to bring it down. And I only have like 2 weeks, and that's why we need fundraisers for attorneys, because attorneys are not cheap. And I'm drafting the bill. I'm doing 99% of the work, and all they're going in is arguing the case. And, of course, I have a big mouth. I'll be objecting to stuff if they don't do what they're supposed to do, because I want this abolished, because this is slavery, no matter how you do it. When you have to go to a judge and say, well, can I leave with my children? Come on. They're my children. Why should I ask a judge? I'm not a criminal. Why should I have my kids under a guardianship? I'm a competent parent. All I'd need is a power of attorney to take care of their needs. Come on. I don't need government intrusion in my life. And I'm sure everybody on here agrees. We don't want government controlling our lives.
I agree.
Killing our families and stuff. We have to start protecting ourselves and standing up to this nonsense legislation that's being passed to harm us.
Yeah, I got to check out this bill more. I'm going to be working on that this whole weekend.
I have read the whole bill. You have any questions? She asked me. I'll tell you everything about
I
the
need,
bill.
Yeah, I'm going to put some of our people out here on top of that bill. And if anybody wants to know the bill, it's SB. I just wrote it down. SB 21-075.
Right.
Yeah, it's, and of course that's Gardner.
What is that? Hello?
That bill is going to endanger more people if they do this. Please, if you live in Colorado, do not do agreement with the support decision making. The DCF will take your loved ones, put them in protective care. You will not know what happened to them. You cannot sue them. You cannot know what happened to their body. This slavery, folks.
Oh,
so be careful if you live in Colorado.
Is the same thing happening here in Florida, or is this just
Marcy, I talked to a senator, and they're in Washington, D.C. I have a friend out there, and they're telling me all these senators are having meetings this week, and because I'm causing so much hell about what I'm doing, I have the evidence, and they know I'm going to get them. What they're doing is trying to make it look like they're camouflaging it with this Britney Spears. They're trying to act like, okay, we're going to have the superstar come out, and we're just going to downplay that these crimes took place. And this is a camouflage to get away from what I'm fixing to expose. These people and politicians, they know how to manipulate the system to get people off target. Because I filed my notice way before Britney Spears' attorney did. I filed mine before they did. So they know I'm coming for them. And I'm going to expose them. So this is just a camouflage, just Britney Spears to camouflage, because everybody's going to be running to a superstar. They're not going to care about the killings, harvesting organs, human sex trafficking. They're not going to care about what Peggy's got to expose. They're going to be running because of a superstar, a singer. I'm not downplaying this victim. Don't get me wrong, folks. I'm talking about human life. What happened to this poor girl is terrible, but they are downplaying my notice. And I'm not letting them get by with it.
But
no.
Let me ask you something. Can I ask you something? The two congressmen that are going up to, they're going up there with Brittany. What do they have to do with your case?
Okay, they don't have to do anything with my case, and I never said they did. Like I said, Brittany's invoke Congress is completely different from what I'm doing. I don't want folks to get confused on Luann's show. She's going up, and she's going to be talking about conservatorship, about what her father did and stuff, and these senators are going to be saying, okay, this is what we need to do to adjust the conservatorship. It's not to abolish it, folks. It's just to adjust it like they're doing these guardianships with support decision-making to manipulate you. Don't feed into these people. It's to trick you. Okay, what I'm doing, Marcy, is I filed a notice to the Judicial Senate Committee hearing for impeachments. What that means is to bring down the House, to indict people for harming and killing people. Okay, mine is serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want mine to be associated to Britney Spears, because I want this to be exposed so nobody else gets hurt.
My question is, how can they become a flashing the Britney Spears?
Well, think about
yours
it for a second. If people don't understand the legal process about what's taking place, and say we got two Senate hearings going on, we got a U.S. Citizens Guardianship Senate bill going on, and then we got Britney Spears. How many people do you think is going to tune in to the TV broadcast when we go on about the killings than Britney? Britney's going to be overcasting ours. You understand what they're doing?
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're
and
trying to have it at
the same time?
Right.
Oh,
that again?
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't understanding.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Let's go ahead and bring on a listener. It's a 949 area code. You have a question or a comment?
Yes. Hello, Luann. This is Karen Federighi, a co-owner of a USA Citizens Guardianship Task Force. I'm just calling to back up everything. Hi. I'm calling to back up everything Peggy is saying. Like many people across the country, we have tried traditional ways of getting justice by filing various lawsuits, getting nowhere, finding that judges have judicial immunity, police, various agencies refuse to investigate these crimes and fraudulent guardianships and whatnot. And after over 3 years of working with Peggy and Betty Gosnell, the other owner of our group, a company, we have realized the only way to get justice, we're not in this for ourselves. We know there's millions of people across all 50 states that have been victimized by this. We intend to go before the Senate to hold these people who are covering up the crimes accountable.
Yeah,
exactly.
Such as, certain senators, like in my case, and these people have to be held accountable because they're getting away with murder, and this has got to stop. And,
I agree with murder part.
Yeah, I totally agree with that part.
And they always say that when you're in legislation, you always tell them that, if you don't vote on this bill and if you don't do it correctly, you're as bad as the people that are doing the damage to the people. And it's true. Because if they're not going to help, then what the hell are they doing in being a legislator? That's what I tell many of our legislators.
And we've been fighting this now, with our three cases for over 3 years now, and we're just seeing across the country how these judges in their courts are sealing cases left and right, and that we have no time to waste in this. We've got to act now. Now is the time to do it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm sure the Britney Spears case is going to get massive media attention. But her case is totally different than ours. We're going there to hold these criminals accountable.
She's just going
to
there to talk about what happened to her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so if there's what I'd like your listeners to do is share our story far and wide. So more people are aware of it. If you know of any media people that would like to cover our future Senate hearing, let us know. We have, documents that we can share with serious reporters who want to report on this. We're making progress, significant progress, and we don't have time to wait. We've got to do it now.
And we also have to make sure we go through our attorneys to make sure we allow to give out certain things, because the attorney says this Senate that we have gave notice, so we have to be careful what we say and give out.
That's
correct.
Absolutely
correct.
to protect the public.
I think it's really good what you guys are doing, though, and have to be careful of so many things nowadays. I mean, it's just, you know, I've seen some of the best attorneys get up there and, you know, stuff happen to them, and it's horrible to watch that. It's horrible to see our judicial system is so broken. It's just a horrifying. But
it is,
I mean, what you're doing.
And Luann?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Carol.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
I said it's really sad when the system is broken to the point where honest lawyers are afraid to take a case for fear of being disbarred or sanctioned or threatened with their life. I mean, this has got to stop.
Well,
I agree, Karen.
I agree too.
Like,
I mean, if I can get up some way to Washington, I would, but, you know.
I think that maybe if you get a lot of the organizations together and pick a date to go to Washington and go and protest, because if the only way that any changes are going to be done to protect the public, to protect our loved ones, is if we all become one in a voice.
Mm-hmm.
All the organizations coming together, and then have like all the news media, let them know, send, you know, the newspapers, and let it know and see which ones are going to cover it.
I think you're right to a point about petitioning, you know, in mass crowds. But I think what we're doing, if we could get enough people to support and donate money for attorneys to go to the Senate and do indictments, it is going to make a big difference, because the next time these judges, these governors, these senators help aid and abet in a killing, they're going to prison. And we need to make sure our President of the United States does not pardon any of these people that kills any United States citizens. We need to make it clear to them we will not tolerate this behavior and misconduct, and we will not allow no more immunity. We want it waived. We want these judges to be waived of immunity and be held accountable for killings, because just because they're a judge, we're not giving them license to kill people. Maybe our government is, but we pay them, and we're going to start putting our foot down with this. It's not going to continue. That's what we need to do. We need to be aggressive and write legislation, go to this judicial Senate hearing, tell these senators what's going on, provide video, provide tape, provide documentations to back you up. It's not going to end until we do this and start getting indictments with these high-profile politicians that are harming us.
That's right. Our government works for us, not the other way around.
Yeah, we're not putting up with it.
So go ahead and talk a little bit about
the
GoFundMe. Go ahead and talk a little bit about the GoFundMe that you have. And
okay.
So I'll read a little bit about it. And it says the money that's raised from this campaign is going directly to legal fees for Betty Gosnell, Peggy Dupree, Karen Federici for our Judicial Senate Committee hearing. And I think, and it goes on and on, but the thing I want to talk about on this is that anybody, if they cannot, you know, write letters, or if they cannot, you know, tell their story, or if they can't open a radio show, you can always donate anything and everything
that
you have, you know, and that's another way that you can give to make this very successful.
Right, and not only
that,
a lot of people don't understand.
A lot of people that don't have computer skills and they don't have radio voices. Well, neither do I, but still, you still can have a voice that way by just donating to a good cause. And I think this
is a
very good
part. I want to make it clear what people don't understand is when you have evidence against these politicians, you only have so much time to bring it in front of the Judicial Senate hearing or to abate this, because if you don't, they can mute it. They can do anything legally to you to throw out. Even though you may have evidence a senator helped kill someone, it gets thrown out, and this person gets immunity. So it's very important that people help us get to this judicial, because you're going to see a lot of high-profile people get named and stuff. We're protecting our lives, Luann, by stick it out to go to this judicial hearing because you don't know what's going to happen to us because we're going to be exposing governors, senators doing this. So we're sticking out to try to protect the public. So we're asking them to do the same for us.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We all know that Nancy Schaefer, former
was killed.
Senator of Georgia, and her husband were murdered.
Yeah.
For speaking
for,
out.
Yeah.
So
right.
the three of us are risking our lives literally by doing this. And we've already
right.
received retaliation.
Right. Yeah. And I think everybody's pretty much aware of each one of your situations about what happened to you. And I know Karen Federici, she was put into a fraudulent guardianship and she was crying out like Jan Garwood was and all these other advocates that have reached out through Facebook to say, hey, look, I'm put into a fraudulent guardianship. You need to get me out. And I think that you're actually taken out, Karen, and you're taken out. But I know that the pain never goes away. Of what happened to you, the pain doesn't go away. And neither
no,
seeing
my
your
life
parents.
Is,
my, yeah.
Yeah. My
your
life,
life has
and
changed.
Health has been totally destroyed.
Right. Yeah. Your life is totally destroyed.
Away.
You can't get back what the people stole from you. And, yes, we all should be speaking
so,
up about
yeah.
this and going on.
So that's
our
why,
show has been
yeah,
going on for
so
5 years in May. 5 years I've been doing this. Robin, Marcy, Hillary, I've had a lot of people come onto our show. And it just shows
oh
that
my
we
God.
Need more of these shows. We need to keep standing up and like Peggy and Karen and all of us are talking about. You need to just get out there and do it. And one way is to donate. You can do that way too. I just want to express the GoFundMe page. So if anybody can do that, Peggy, how, I guess I'll start posting that up onto the websites that we have to see if we can get some response out of that as well. So go ahead.
Yeah, we
and
appreciate
try to
it.
That. Right.
And then what we would like to do, Luann, is. You know, we're going to update you on, you know, the dates of the hearing and stuff because what we want to do, too, is we want to subpoena people. And some of that money, besides attorney fees, will have to go to help these victims get to Washington, D.C. Because I'm looking for people that have been killed in different states and guardianships. I'm looking for human sex trafficking. We have evidence, but I could use more to end this guardianship and this decision-making because they're manipulating all of us, and we need to call them out and stop it. Enough is enough.
Yeah, I agree. This is, you know, we've been on this same discussion for five, six. I've been into the probate arena for 10 years.
But let me tell
and
you
I,
something, Luann.
Mm-hmm.
I have went from not knowing anything about the law to you ask me about the law, and I can recite it, okay? Because once you become a victim of it, and attorneys rob you of your home, rob you of your child, rob you of your money. It's either one or two things you're going to do. Either you're going to educate yourself if you can, or you're going to drown and have to walk away, and you can't do nothing. So my husband says, you know what, Peggy? If, you know, we had three attorneys steal all of our money. He says, you're going to either have to do one or two things. You're going to either have to learn this, or you're going to have to walk away and just forget it. You're talking, I can walk away from my house. But you're talking about my child. That's not, no way will I ever walk away from my child. So I decided to educate myself, and this is what has came. I opened up a business. I came in partners with Karen Federici, Betty Gossel, two other victims. Jamie Curtis is out there missing, besides Kenneth Lee Bryan out there missing. We don't know where these two young men are at. And they were taken from North Carolina into Florida and into fraudulent guardianship. This is very dangerous. You don't have to live in the state of Florida to be put in a guardianship in the state of Florida. Be careful when you go to Florida. You will not get any help from the sheriff's departments. They're all corrupted. You can't go to the DA because the DA will tell you to shut your mouth and go away. Personally, they didn't tell me to shut my mouth because I didn't go, but I have other victims that told me that's what the DA told them. And I did have good response from the state prosecutor's office. They did want to prosecute. But we could not get the FBI to do their job down there in Fort Myers because they were getting the judges down there were controlling the FBI. And this is the problem. We need to get these judges off immunity and start controlling them so the cops can do their job And if a judge does a criminal act, arrest that judge. But these cops are so terrified of the judges, they won't do their job, afraid of retaliation. That has to stop. The system's broken. The cops can't do their job because of the judges.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big circus of pure hell. You know, when I sit there and think about the problems that I had to go through just to see my mom, just the process of going through siphoning out what happened to our judicial system. I mean, it's a lot to begin.
We don't have one.
We don't have one. We don't have a judicial system
anymore. We honestly don't.
It is broken.
I'm not just saying it, but we don't. You can talk to anyone, and you can say, well, did the judge do this policy and procedure? No, they're not even following their own policy and procedures that the legislation passed. It's a joke. But then you can't do nothing to them because they have immunity. What person do you know in the country has a job that can kill a person and get by with it because they have immunity? Come on. Wake up, people.
Mm-hmm.
That has to
right.
change. We are the change. Support us. Get us to the Judicial Senate, and we will make things happen. We're not just talk, Luann. We are action. I came from not knowing anything to going all the way up to the President of the United States. It takes a lot to learn to get to where I'm at.
I remember, Peggy, the first couple of times you come onto our radio show along with Karen Federighi. And I tell you what, I know one time there was Dr. Sugar and we were trying to help free Karen Federighi. And we were sitting there doing a radio show and Karen called in and we're like, oh, my God, it's her. She's here. She's going to speak to us. You know, I remember that happened. You know, and that was like, gosh, that would have had to been at least 3-4 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, and Luann, I can't thank you enough for all you've done for me and all the other advocates.
Well,
these radio shows are essential to help getting the word out.
I would like to say, and I don't want you, I'm not saying it just to be saying it, Luann. Luann,
mm-hmm.
you have helped a lot of victims, and you don't know, you helped me in so many different ways, I'll never be able to repay you back. And Marty, mm-hmm. now when you say you're an advocate, you're really an advocate. Marty is awesome. She's ethical.
Yes.
I love Marty. You're ethical.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
A lot of people
will take a victim too.
Yeah. A lot of people will take that victim and steal their assets and exploit them even more. I have found a lot of advocates doing that. I won't name their names, but you can't do that. If you're going to be an advocate, you got to be ethical and have integrity and be honest and stuff, because you have to be careful. These are victims and they have post-traumatic stress. You have to be careful with them, and you have to educate them because they have been so lied to and everything taken away. You got to educate them about their evidence. Don't give your evidence people to other advocates. They can do whistleblowers. If you have a case, 4 years normally is a case, and you're still in statute of limitation, do not give it to any seminars. Do not give it to any advocates. Keep it for your attorney or keep it for somebody that's going to the Senate. But you have to talk with your attorney and say, okay, what can I do to preserve that evidence so it doesn't go into spoilage? Protect yourself at all costs, because it's not about money. It's about getting indictments to end this horrible it's a racketeering ring these guardianships are. We must work together. We must end this to save human life. I don't care about the money. The human life is what I'm concerned about. I can replace my house, but I can't replace my child. I can't replace Jamie Curtis. I can't replace Karen Federighi. You understand what I'm saying? Life comes before
right.
a house and money. And
yeah.
that's what we're fighting for in Washington, D.C., to protect the people from not being killed anymore.
Wow.
Exactly. Wow.
It's a really, really good call.
You guys come a long way, I must admit.
You
guys came a long way. You know, like I say, I remember back in the day, you know, that we had our first few talks, you know, and you weren't, you know, you're like, I'm going to have to just go and just learn all the vocabulary of lawyers, because I don't understand a lot what they're saying, but you can understand a lot of issues right now. And let's just be face it here. None of us are attorneys here. All this is real life experiences. This is something that
exactly.
we have all witnessed hand on hand. This is what we've all, this is totally us coming out and then people know that we are robbed, period. Okay? What they did to our families is inhumane. What they did to your son and to, you know, Betty Gosnells and Karen Federighi become an award at like 50 some years old. Come on. We don't need that in our society, you know, especially with this COVID stuff going on. But I'm telling you right now, but the more stuff that's going on, I think that the more voices, you know, the going to be for all of us, you know, exactly.
And today is the time to take action. And that's why we created this U.S. Guardianship Task Force. When I started, when my son was taken from North Carolina, and we're contacting lawyers in the state of Florida, and we're paying them to represent us. They were just stealing our money, acting like an idiot in front of the judge. And then the police would tell me, "You say anything, Mrs. Dupree, we'll have you in contempt of court in that jail." Threatened to put me in jail. And I was like looking at them real, "Are you joking?" And then, you know, and I kept telling these criminal defense attorneys, "Why are you just standing there? Aren't you supposed to be arguing? I mean, doesn't lawyers do that anymore?" And then my husband says, "Start learning the law. Well, you need to do it real quick." And I started studying 16 to 19 hours a day. I devote my life for the last year studying the law to be able to advocate for my son, for Jamie, for Karen, and for other victims out there that can't do this.
Yeah.
That's
like I said, you guys.
And there's nothing like the wrath of a mother.
Yeah.
There's nothing like the wrath of a mother. My hats to you. How you have taken this pain that must be flooring and put it into something that you're going to help your, not only your son, but everybody else out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, and thanks for bringing that Senate bill to us out here. Like I say,
anytime,
I've been so Yeah. I'll talk to Maureen as well. Let me see if there's another area code that wants to come on. 303. You have a question or a comment? Hold on a second. Question or comment?
Would you describe
very
clearly what the roadmap is to going to Washington? Who are you writing specifically? Besides, was it the Senate Judiciary Committee? I'm not sure what your roadmap is.
You have to do a proposed order. We're in the process of doing that, where we're getting senators to review our proposed order
to endorse us.
We're not disclosing that because this is a national security, ma'am, and we can't disclose who we're working with at the time because this is not a normal process that we're going through. This is national security where people are being killed. I can't disclose who we're talking to.
Right.
Well, there are people on the National Security Committee. Anyone can look on the Internet. So are those the people you're addressing?
I'm not making no comments.
So it's hard to get support when there's not specific information, a specific roadmap. It's like just vague.
Well, what happens is when you give intel and you give evidence, there's a grace period. It's an investigation, it's called, where you file your allegations. They have to investigate. Where they do not want people to know who they are because what happens is other advocates will call these senators and harass them, and they want to keep it private because the people that we are alleging committed federal crimes are senators and governors, and so they have to keep it under seal because of who they are until their findings come out, and then we can release that to the public. And it's coming out very shortly. And then, you know, we're going to do a news press and go forth with this. But we have to wait until they tell us we can do that. But we're trying to get a jump start for attorney fees because it's very expensive from what we're doing.
So what's your ballpark for gathering your piggy bank for the attorney fees? What's your ballpark? I mean, what are some specific numbers, specific dates? What is your roadmap? It's just vague now. It's like,
we will know in about a week. We'll know in about a week what the roadmap is because what happens.
March 17th, what are you going to know by March 17th?
What happens is it goes through a process, investigation. We'll be signed. Senators will endorse us if they find we have enough evidence. They'll endorse us. They'll put it on the calendar. We're going to go public with the date. We are encouraging people to go that are victims of killings and human sex trafficking. We're looking for those victims. Also in different states because this is a national security issue that we're bringing up to the Senate and these guardianships. So They says give it about a week. They will sign us someone. And then after that, it will go into proposed order. It goes through a different draft through the Senate to get approved through the House Speaker Nancy Schaefer. It goes through different processes. It's like three or four different processes right now. We're in the first phase of the investigation part of it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
One is somehow you contacted some senators or a senator or someone. I mean, it's like still so vague. How many senators have you contacted? How many?
Okay. We have contacted.
Mm-hmm.
said it's a national security in all the United States. That's what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Once it comes out, you're saying everybody's name.
Still have more details. It's through the critical part
of
it.
Let us know what the details are. Let us know what the details are. There's no
credibility
when it's so vague. None.
Luann,
we
initiated the process by sending letters to President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and we CC'd our letters to the Vice President and various other senators.
Okay. And when did you send those letters? And when have you heard back?
We heard back immediately. We knew immediately when they received the letters that we found out.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you asked for so someone signed for them. That's all you know. But have you heard back
once this progresses, you'll be able to see the roadmap once she's able to talk about it more, because we did talk earlier and she said there was a few things that she could mention and she could not mention. So, and I told her that I would give her the right to talk about what she could, and then later on she'll be able to more details on how this came to be. So
we're waiting with bated breath until now. It just sounds airy fairy, like, you know, like everything else. So I'm waiting for specific information, data, details.
Yeah, we'll have a specific sample once it starts to turn around. We'll have that out there, and I'll have Peggy come back on when she's able to talk about
we'll
more.
Be given. Once we are allowed, the senators told me we're not allowed. We're not at liberty to discuss it at the moment. They told me yesterday. They told me that once we go to the next phase, then we'll start getting a hearing. Now, then it will become public knowledge, and then I can start sharing that information with the public, which I can't wait to do. So we're just at the beginning of the roadmap, and we'll be glad to give you all updates of what's taking place. You'll get to know the senators' names once we are told we're allowed to do that. But we have been told we can't at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's giving you all the information that she can. She's explained like three or four times. She can't give you all that information.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and move on. And what we're going to do now is talk about,
but thank
like
you
said,
asking,
there's a roadmap.
It's important for
and what we're
to
going
to
do
questions.
Yeah, it's okay if people ask questions, but we also have to remember that there's some things that people can talk about and cannot talk about on these shows, so that we also reserve the privacy for that to happen on a show, because we all know how it is working with attorneys and senators and all that. You just can't come out and say, this is our plan, and then they go ahead and they spoil it through the road. So let's just give her some time to get through the process, and then we'll invite Peggy and everybody back onto our show probably when she's able to talk more about it. And I think that's the best thing we can do
quickly,
now.
So.
Yeah. So I think we're going to be wrapping it up here in a few minutes. And I want to also talk about what we can't talk about of what's going to go on next. Okay. So let's just go ahead and call it a night, I guess, everybody. Marcy, do you have anything else you want to add before we close our show?
Well, Peggy, it was a pleasure having you. And, again, I totally admire you. If I can help you in any way in educating people about how harmed we can all be, I would be glad to. But right now I want to focus on trying to see my mom. She's 97. I don't have the energy to go battling, but I can help you
in any way to get the word out and to educate people.
Yeah, we appreciate that, and that's what we need, because in weeks to come, we're going to get updates, and we're going to start updating the public what's taking place, when this hearing's going to take place. We're excited. We're nervous. We're putting our lives out to expose these people. We're not scared because, you know, people are dying. Someone has to step up and take responsibility, and, you know, and we're victims, and my son's been missing, and that's gave me the courage to fight. And Betty Gossel's son's been missing for years from North Carolina as well as mine. So we have the determination to see these through, not only to protect them, but other people. So I appreciate everybody's questions. And as soon as I'm allowed to and approved for the senators to give this information, I'll contact Luann immediately. We'll do another show. We'll update. We'll give people information that we're allowed to give as soon as they approve it. And keep moving on, because it's important that people are aware of what's taking place and these hearings coming up. So I thank everybody for asking the questions and concerned about this national security issue that we have in these guardianships.
Well, you're admirable, and we certainly don't want to see you harm your case in any way.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And you reach out to me if you need help.
Okay, we appreciate it. We will.
Okay. Luann?
Hello? I'm here. Someone was just talking to me. No, I just want to thank you guys for coming on. I mean, it's really hard what you're doing. And, you know, I applaud everything that you guys are doing, because I know how it feels to be a victim. You know, I've been there, and you never get that feeling of being whole again. You just don't. But what you're doing is admirable. You know, it really is. So my hat's off to both. Thank you guys for coming on. Hillary, do you have anything you want to say?
Other than it was a great show, and, of course, Peggy and Karen Federighi have been through hell and back, and they are warriors. And I will support you in any way that I can.
Right. Echo the same way.
Thank you.
So you all let me know what's going on, and I'll get with you with this Senate bill, and I'll get some other people on here in Colorado. I'll get a hold of Maureen Welch and a bunch of other people out here. I'll be talking to them later tonight about some more of these bills, and I guess I have to go off and go downtown again, as usual. But anyway, thank you, guys. Thank you guys for calling in.
Thank you for having us. Anytime.
Yeah, anytime you want to come on. And
so
as well, Marty Oakley's show as well. She loves you guys too, you know. She's an awesome, awesome advocate.
We appreciate
well.
It.
And like I say, everybody go to Dr. Sam Sugar's webcam coming on April 11th and 12th. Go look at the speakers. He's going to be having them out there pretty soon on who's going to be speaking at this symposium. It's going to be awesome, you guys. Anyway, like I say, justice requires transparency and accountability, and giving up is not an option. Just keep going on, everybody. Just work as hard as you can, and take a break, though. Take a break for yourself. I mean, go for a walk,
not
whatever
anything.
You
yeah.
got to do.
No
be thinking of us here
taking
in Colorado. We're getting like 3 feet of snow Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. If you don't hear from me, my electricity will be out or something. That's all I can say.
All right.
Okay.
May the light of liberty be with everyone.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Marcy.
I'm going to go ahead and play the NASA commercial one more time before we go. Good night, everybody. We'll see you again next
week. Good night. Have a good night,
everybody.
Did
you know that voters and others
Thank
are losing
you.
Their rights to liberty and property? Anyone can petition a court
everybody.
To have a person deemed incapacitated. What if that person is you? The adult guardianship system was created to protect incompetent people and their assets. A court-appointed guardian, sometimes a total stranger, can force you into a nursing home and sell your home to pay for services. Treasured belongings can disappear as you are drugged and isolated from loved ones. Why does this happen? Unfortunately, the courts don't have the funding to supervise and audit cases. A guardian makes all decisions on your behalf, taking control of your assets with little accountability. The potential for abuse is frightening. Luckily, not all guardians exploit those under their care, but when they do, there's really nowhere to go for help. The National Association to Stop Guardian Abuse, NASGA, is working to reform adult guardianship to return it to its once noble purpose of protecting the human rights to life, liberty, and property and ending financial exploitation of assets. Are you or your loved ones protected? To learn more, visit StopGuardianAbuse.org.